Congress narrowly approved President Donald Trump's request to claw back $1 billion from public broadcasters. Montana public media leaders say that rescission will cause financial stress. MTPR's Shaylee Rager has more.
Montana's four congressional delegates joined the majority of Republican lawmakers in voting for the rescissions package. U.S. Senator Steve Daines in a video called National Public Radio biased.
We also pulled funding from NPR, which uses taxpayer dollars to promote woke ideas.
Republicans have criticized public media funding since the 1960s. William Marcus spent four decades working for the University of Montana's Broadcast Media Center, which houses MTPR and Montana PBS. He says previous administrations failed to cut funding when constituents appealed to their representatives in support of local public media.
And that's always tipped the scale in our favor. This time, we just couldn't overcome the enormous pressure from the president.
Marcus says local stations will bear the brunt of funding cuts. Yellowstone Public Radio General Manager Ken Siebert says the station airs 60 hours of classical music each week in addition to human interest programs and news coverage.
I don't see anything about that that isn't contributing to the betterment of our communities.
Siebert says YPR won't have to reduce staff or programming through at least June of 2026. Ann Hosler, director of the Broadcast Media Center, says rural consumers will be most impacted if stations can't find a way to fill that gap.
A lot of these rural communities, there aren't other options for folks to get news and information and great music programming.
Federal dollars previously made up about 10% of YPR and MTPR's budgets and 20% of Montana PBS's budget. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
YPR News Director Jackie Coffin contributed to reporting this story. It was edited by MTPR's Acting News Director Aaron Bolton. No other MTPR or University of Montana staff reviewed it before its publishing.